Part 1. 1. 29 years later. Maracy had never been in a sewer before, but it was exactly as awful as she'd imagined. The stench was incredible, of course, but worse was the way her booted feet would occasionally slip for a heart-stopping moment, threatening to plunge her down into the mud underneath. At least she'd had the foresight to wear a uniform with trousers today, along with knee-high leather work boots. But there was no protection from the scent, the feel, or, unfortunately, the sound of it. When she took a step, map in one hand, rifle in the other, each boot would pull free with a squelch of mythical proportions. It would have been the worst sound ever, if not overmatched by Wayne's complaining. "Wax never brought me into a rustin' sewer," he muttered, raising the lantern.
"Are there sewers in the roughs?"
"Well, no," he admitted. "Pastures smell almost as bad, and he did make me march through those. But Maracy, they didn't have spiders."
"They probably did," she said, angling the map toward his lantern. "You just couldn't see them."
"Suppose," he grumbled. "But it's worse when you can see the webs. Also, there's, you know, the literal sewage."
Maracy nodded to a side tunnel, and they started in that direction. "Do you want to talk about it?"
"What?"
he demanded. "Your mood."
"Nothing's wrong with my rustin' mood," he said. "It's precisely the mood you're supposed to have when your partner forces you to stick your front side into a bunch of stuff that comes out of your backside."
"And last week," she asked, "when we were investigating a perfume shop?"
"Rustin perfumers," Wayne said, his eyes narrowing. "Never can tell what they're hiding with those fancy smells. You can't trust a man what doesn't smell like a man should."
"Sweat and booze?"
"Sweat and cheap booze."
"Wayne, how can you complain about someone putting on airs? You put on a different personality every time you change hats.
Does my smell change?"
"I suppose not."
"Argument one. There are literally no holes in it whatsoever. Conversation over."
They shared a look.
"I should get me some perfumes, eh?" Wayne said. "Someone might spot my disguises if I always smell like sweat and cheap booze."
"You're hopeless."
"What's hopeless," he said, "is my poor shoes."
"Could have worn boots like I suggested."
"Ain't got no boots," he said. "Wax stole them."
"Wax stole your boots? Really?"
"Well, they're in his closet," Wayne said, "instead of 3 pairs of his poshest shoes, which somehow ended up in my closet, completely by happenstance."
He glanced at her.
"It was a fair trade. I like those boots."
Maracy smiled. They'd been working together for almost 6 years now, since Wax's retirement following the discovery of the bands of mourning. Wayne was an official constable, not some barely within the law deputized citizen. He even wore a uniform once in a while, and Maracy's boots slipped again. Rusting hell. If she fell, he would never stop laughing. But this did seem the best way. Construction on the citywide underground train tunnels was ongoing, and 2 days ago, a demolitions man had filed a curious report. He didn't want to blast the next section, as seismic readings indicated they were near an unmapped cavern. This area underneath the city of Ellendale was peppered with ancient caves, and it was the same region where a local group of gang enforcers kept vanishing and reappearing, as if they had a hidden entrance into an unknown, unseen lair. She consulted the map, marked with the construction notes, and older annotations indicating a nearby oddity that the sewer builders had found years ago, but which had never been properly investigated.
"I think Milan is going to break up with me," Wayne said softly. "That's why maybe I've been uncharacteristically downbeat in my general disposition as of late."
"What makes you think she's going to do that?"
"On account of her telling me, 'Wayne, I'm probably going to break up with you in a few weeks.'"